I'm sitting in a basement in Long Island City. It's the studio space of a small art center called the Chocolate Factory. When this tall, skinny guy with a painted-on mustache appears behind me.
I'm Dick Pricey, one of the stars of the National Theater of the United States of America. This, as many of you may know, is our first attempted execution of a classical text.
Tonight, they'll tackle Molière.
And so enjoy the show! This production takes place in 360-degree panorama!
For the next hour, about 40 of us are pinned inside a farce playing all around us.
Sir! You do me too much honor!
A girl like you marrying a mere peasant? Never! It's a profanation of beauty!
Yehuda Duenas plays the title role.
Don Juan is an aesthete. He's, you know, he loves pleasure and aesthetics, and he's not afraid. And that's something that I actually admire about Don Juan, that I feel like he has a real deep fearlessness about him.
Fearless is a word critics often use to describe the NTUSA. The actors bound around the room, practically landing in the audience's laps. At one point, Don Juan seduces a mannequin leg, kissing each plastic toe like it was a delicious ripe grape. It's totally ridiculous. But because the cast is totally committed to their ridiculousness, it's captivating. For 7 years, the NTUSA has been creating imaginative theater happenings across the city. They start by transforming an unconventional space. For Don Juan, they've covered the basement walls with cartoon-like backdrops of landscapes and scenery. A beach scene parts to reveal Don Juan's love den. For another show in 2003, they made the audience sit on a platform with wheels. The platform moved past stages of performers, kind of like a ride at Disneyland. At the core of the company is a group of 7 friends who met in college and at theater gigs around the city.
We, the people of the National Theater of the United States of America.
Despite the name, the National Theater of the United States of America isn't actually so concerned about representing the scope of American theater. Instead, they've embraced a totally democratic creative process. Company member Jonathan Jacobs reads from their manifesto.
We collaboratively conceive, build, and execute spectacular works of theater through the dedicated convergence of our ideas, aesthetics, skills, and passions.
Typically, each work is totally original, and anyone in the company can write the script or design the set, even perform.
It obviously can be utter chaos. You need to go to yoga a lot.
Jacobs directed Don Juan, and he says the most challenging part of doing a traditional play was figuring out how to make someone else's words authentically their own.
When downtown theater companies often try to do something traditional or something that's linear, something that is maybe more for a mainstream audience, it's more of a challenge. It's like figuring out how do we do this, but how do we still keep our integrity?
So they approach the play the way they approach almost all of their productions, an intense emotional experience presented in a way that recalls a bygone era.
My wages.
But the NTUSA didn't search out this play. They chose Don Juan in large part because the company was able to get a grant earmarked for producing Molière.
My wages, my wages, my wages.
Staying financially afloat is a struggle. They constantly need to be fundraising. It's a volunteer workforce. Everyone has other jobs. So that means a ton of administrative responsibilities get squeezed in here and there.
In a democracy of creatives, no one wants to be an administrative. And that's sometimes a difficulty.
Plus,
we're all, you know, starting to get a little older, starting to have babies.
So the company's priorities are shifting. They need time at home and a steady income.
At the moment, New York City maybe is a bit endangered. There is an entire group of artists leaving New York City because they say it's so hard to survive and to work.
Frank Henschker is the director of programs at the Siegel Theater Center at CUNY. He's presented the group and watched them grow, and he's concerned that they can keep growing.
After 7 years, very often companies do get tired, companies who do this work, you know, for just 40 audience members, and to stage it when there's no money involved at all. There's a burnout factor, and people do say New York is a city where stars or artists are born, but they have a hard time growing up.
But the NTUSA is sticking to it.
We're still very hungry. We're still trying to attain our own sort of artistic version of the American dream.
For WNYC, I'm Jenny Lawton.
Thank you.